ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman. We have made it to the end of the week, so it's time for the latest Flashback Friday edition of Perfect 10! Now, on Flashback Fridays, I will quiz you with specially selected questions from our enormous back catalogue of shows. Think of it as a sort of greatest hits collection, but questions instead of songs. So, 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. Can you finish the week with a perfect 10 score? Today is the 12th of April, and it was on this day in 1945 that the US President Franklin D. Roosevelt died in office and was immediately replaced by his Vice President Harry S. Truman. Roosevelt, by the way, is the only US president to have served more than two terms in office. Right then, it's quiz time. Can you finish the week with a perfect 10 score? It's time to find out, as here come your questions for this Flashback Friday edition of Perfect 10. We call question one your starter for a perfect 10, as it'll hopefully give you your first point. What does the letter B stand for in the full name of the charity, which is commonly known as the RSPB? Now, on Flashback Friday, question two is a classic hearsay question. So, can you figure out the famous phrase which is hidden in these sounds?
What would you like?
Well, I can't afford the battered cod or a savoy or the haddock.
OK, how about these deep-fried slices of potato? They cost the least.
Hearsay, say what you hear, and hopefully you can't go far wrong. Answers, as always, after the final question today. Question three, and Carol, lateral thinking time. Can you use a bit of logic to work out the answer to this question? During the 20th century, which began in 1900 and ended in 1999, how many leap years were there? Now, feel free to use your fingers and your toes if that really helps. Anything goes here. Answers, as always, after question 10. Question four is our memory game, and it's reality TV time. So listen carefully to the clip and answer the question that follows.
Yesterday in the Perfect 10 house, it was day 38, and Casey was arguing with Rachel about which items to buy with their weekly shopping budget of £66. Casey wanted to buy 4 bars of chocolate, 6 pints of milk, and 10 yogurts. But Rachel disagreed, as she is lactose intolerant. At 7:30 p.m, there was a table tennis tournament in the garden, with the final being between Harry and Rebecca, with Rebecca thrashing Harry 5-3. This resulted in Harry being in a bad mood for the rest of the evening. 6 housemates left. Who leaves next? The decision is yours.
Well, I hope you were listening closely to that from our fictional, obviously, reality show, because here comes your question. How much was their weekly shopping budget? The answer you needed was in the clip, but can you remember the relevant information? I hope you can. Moving on, it's time for the 3 Fs, questions which are frivolous, familiar, and fun. And they're all about everyday subjects, observation, and common knowledge. So here is question 5. Which of the Teletubbies carried a handbag? Question 6, and it's a foodie question now. Which bean forms the basis of the dish hummus? Question 7. Who was the goalkeeper in England's 1966 World Cup winning team? I'm sure most of us can name at least one of the players, but who was in goal? All right, question 8, and it's time for 2 In, 2 Out, where you have to swap 2 letters in a word to make a new word. Which 2 letters can you change in the word think, T-H-I-N-K, T to make the name of something you might find in the kitchen. Have a think and see if you can work that one out. Question 9 is called, I know this. It's those tip of the tongue teasers that will have you saying exactly that. I know this. So here it is. What links the words central, Pacific, eastern and mountain? 4 seemingly unrelated words there, but they do have a connection. What is it? And here we are at question 10, the final question of the day and the week. And we're finishing with a riddle. A man walks outside into the pouring rain without a hat, a coat, or an umbrella, yet not a hair on his head gets wet. How is this possible? I hope that hasn't fried your circuits this Friday. The answers are coming up. So if you need to rewind and pause, now is the time. I'll wait until you're ready and we'll go through the answers together. And there you have it. Those are your questions for this fine Friday. Get your scorecards ready. And if you haven't already got one, head on over, please, to our website, www.perfect10.uk, to get yours. They're very good. Just download them, print them out, all free. And a lot of people are using them because they're handy to keep your scores through the week. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in 10 minutes. But did you get a perfect 10 score? Let's find out, because here come the answers.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Question 1, what does the letter B stand for in the full name of the charity, which is commonly known as the RSPB? And the answer is the B stands for birds. The full name is the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds. It was founded by Emily Williamson in 1889, and the original aim was to fight the fashion for wearing exotic feathers, as it was driving some species of birds towards extinction. In case you were wondering, the bird on the logo is an avocet. Question 2 was our hearsay round. Which phrase was hidden in these sounds?
What would you like?
Well, I can't afford the battered cod or a saveloy or the haddock.
Okay, how about these...
Hearsay, say what you hear. The phrase I was looking for was cheap as chips. So obvious when you know the answer, aren't they? Question 3, Carol Lateral Thinking. Today it was about the calendar. During the 20th century, which began in 1900 and ended in 1999, how many leap years were there? Well, the answer is there were 25 leap years. A leap year is every 4 years. First one was in 1900 and the final one was 1996. Question 4 was our memory question, and we heard a clip from our fictional reality TV show. How much was their weekly shopping budget? And the amount you were looking for was £66. So well done if you said that and remembered it. Into our run of the 3 F's. Question 5 was this. Which of the Teletubbies carried a handbag? And the answer is Tinky Winky. Oh. They may look a little like glorious aliens, but Teletubbies are actually inspired by astronauts. According to the series co-creator, Andrew Davenport, the characters' movements were inspired by NASA crews. To him, footage of astronauts always looked like children exploring a new world. Nice story. Question 6. Which bean forms the basis of the dish hummus? And the answer is chickpeas. This is a dish that can be found all over the Middle East, but the honest truth is that nobody really knows for sure where hummus originated. Question 7. Who was the goalkeeper in England's 1966 World Cup winning team? And the answer, of course, was the legendary Gordon Banks. Question 8 was, of course, our 2-in-2-out round. Which two letters can you change in the word think to make the name of something you might find in the kitchen? Well, if you change the T to a W and the N to an S, you get the word Whisk, W-H-I-S-K. Question 9 today's. I know this. What links the words central, Pacific, eastern and mountain? Did you get it? They're all time zones in the USA. And finally, question 10. A man walks outside into the pouring rain without a hat, a coat or an umbrella, yet not a hair in his head gets wet. How is this possible? And the answer is, he was bald, of course. There were no hairs on his head. Sorry, everyone. Well done. We have made it to the end of another week, and hopefully you're feeling a whole lot sharper and smarter right now. Please do remember to subscribe to our podcast and follow us across our social media channels, so then you won't miss out on any of our rounds or episodes or any of our bonus visual questions. And if you'd like to keep on quizzing over the weekend, do check out our Perfect 10 quiz book. It is absolutely brilliant fun for all of your friends and your family. I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. Guess what? I hope you have a perfect weekend. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/perfect10 for more information.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.